Hello, everyone, and welcome to our show. I am Mike.
Hi, I'm Anna.
Today, Anna, we're going to be learning some very, very important and useful words.
What kind of useful words?
Useful words, maybe if you are going to the gym, or if you're going to the hospital to see a doctor, or maybe if you're going to buy clothes.
买衣服看医生、
So we're talking about the gym, when you exercise, the hospital, maybe when you're sick or your body hurts, or when you're buying clothes like shirts and pants and jackets. What do those three things all have in common?
Human body?
That's right, the body! Yes, exactly. You use your body when you go to the gym.If you're in the hospital, maybe your body has a problem. And of course, we wear clothes to cover our bodies. But in all of these places, we must know the words for the different parts of our body. So let's find out all about them.
Secrets of the Human Body.
Arm.
Arm.
Peter has strong arms, so he can carry heavy things.
Peter has strong arms, so he can carry heavy things.
Hand.
Hand.
I write with my right hand.
I write with my right hand.
Leg.
Leg.
Vera hurt her leg in a car accident.
Vera hurt her leg in a car accident.
Foot.
Foot.
In winter, Chris wears thick socks to keep his feet warm.
In winter, Chris wears thick socks.To keep his feet warm.
Abdomen.
Abdomen.
Jackson felt pain in his abdomen after eating ice cream.
Jackson felt pain in his abdomen after eating ice cream.
All right, so let's look at our first word. How many do we have today? We have five. So let's look at the first one. Word number one is this. This.
手.
This thing from here down to here.
手臂. 手臂.
In English, please.
Hand?
No, that would be this.
Oh, really?
Yes, we're not talking about this. So pretend I can cut this off.Just this part. You use it to throw a ball. You use it to wave at someone. You use it to carry things. What are these called?
Muscles.
No! Arm.
Arm.
Arm. That's right. That's what we call our arm. And of course we have two. Well, most people have two. Arms.
Arms.
Yeah, very important.
所以其实很重要的，因为如果切到手腕以上到肩膀这个部分才叫 arm。那我们常说手啊，你的手怎么样怎么样怎么样？对中文来说，手好像就是包含全部从肩膀以下的部位。可是英文其实有分哦，在手腕之前的是 hand， 是手，是手。手掌。那如果是手腕以上到肩膀的部分，英文叫做 arm。A-R-M, 就是手臂啦。
That's right. Our example sentence, Peter has strong arms, so he can carry heavy things. Yeah, if you want to carry a heavy thing, you need a strong arm. You use that word muscle, right? Muscles are these things in our body, and we use them when we want to have power. If you have strong arms, you have big muscles. And like Peter, you can carry heavy things in your arms.
Right.
Or you can carry little things like a little baby.
对啊，所以其实啊，如果你的手臂很壮的话，在英文真的可以用这个形容词叫做 strong。当然言下之意呢，就表示你这个有很强壮的 muscles， 有很强壮的肌肉。那么这个 arm 呢，在英文当中是可数名词，因为我们都会有两只手嘛，或者是两只手臂，所以其实它的复数就直接在A-R-M, arm 后面加 S 就好啦。所以我们当然如果说一个人他的手臂蛮壮的，通常都会用复数。那如果说手很有力的话，就可以搬很重的东西。那这个搬其实就是把东西做移动的动作，可以用 carry, C-A-R-R-Y, carry。 不过接下来这个就是很重要的我们刚刚说手腕到肩膀中间这一长段的是 arm，那么手腕之前才是 hand。
That's right. Our arms are very important and very useful, but without the second thing, the hand, well, arms are not so useful. Hands, though, are super useful and important. You could say that hands and the things that we can do with our hands are what make people, humans, so special, right? So hands, we have two of them. Here they are.Everything here is my hand. Of course, you know other words like finger or thumb, but all of this together is a hand. And I have two, and I can wave with them, I can clap with them, I can hold things in them, and I can do many things with them too.
而且手啊 ,hands, 它其实很这个 useful, 很有用的原因啊，就是因为其实我们有 10 fingers, 对，我们有十只手指头。
Well, I don't know, some people say 10 fingers, some people say no, 8 fingers and 2 thumbs. Because for some people, the thumbs are special, they're not fingers.
Why's that?
Well, because, you see, you can touch your thumb to all of your fingertips, but it's, you can't really, you know what I mean? Well, you could do it that way, but that's using the other hand. Anyways, yes, normally you would say 10 fingers and 2 hands on most people. All right, our example sentence reads, I write with my right hand, okay? I write with my right hand. Now, you guys are watching me on TV, so...This would be my right hand here, right? Here would be my left hand. Here's my right hand. Do you write with your right hand and do other things with your right hand, like eat?
Yes, I'm right-handed. Are you left-handed?
I'm left-handed.
Really?
Yes, I'm weird.
No, you're not weird.
I'm strange.
No, you're not strange.
I should be in a
zoo. You must be very smart.
Well, I don't know. Some people say they're smart. Some people also say... Mm-hmm.That was a good word you used. Notice she said right-handed, H-A-N-D-E-D. Okay, so if you do things with your right hand, you are right-handed. Some people say that left-handed people like me, we die younger too.
Oh.
I don't know if that's true, but I've read that. But some people, yeah, they say left-handed people are also smarter maybe, or more creative.
在台湾也是一样，如果是左撇子的人啊，就是这个 left-handed 这个形容词，就是如果是左撇子的人 ，people who are left-handed are smart， 然后他们的右脑呢 ，their right hemisphere is very active， 管图像的就很活跃，很有创意这样子。
Thank you, Dr. Anna. That's very amazing. See, you're smart too, but you're right-handed, so I don't know. Anyways, let's move on. Word number 3 is down at the other end of our body, legs.
Leg, to use
just one. But of course, again, most people have two. So we have two legs. Your legs are what you walk with, what you run with, what you stand on. And it's hard to play basketball without them.
当然咯，所以我们讲完手啊，手臂啊，我们就来谈谈下面的这个脚啊。其实我们会说脚，其实讲精准一点点的话，这个臀部以下其实是叫做腿啦。那么在英文当中是 leg.L-E-G, 当然也是两条腿啊，所以它的复数是直接加 S, legs, two legs, 两条腿。
Yeah, the example sentence for leg, Vera hurt her leg in a car accident. Oh no, Vera hurt her leg in a car accident.
有可能是骨折啊, bone fracture 啊, 或者是 可能只是撞到啦或淤青啦之类的 bruise 之类的 anyways 那个腿的话 leg、
mm-hmm.
how about our feet
that's right on the end of your leg you have a footJust like on the end of your arm, you have a hand. On the end of your leg, you have a foot. Okay, so it's 1 foot, but it's not 2 foots, is it?
No.
That would be wrong. It's 2 feet, F-E-E-T. For two of them, F-O-O-T, foot, for one of them. I have 2 feet. How many do you have?
I have 2 feet.
Wow, that's pretty cool. I'm excited and happy for you.
Hey, everybody has 2 feet.
Well, no, some people lose their feet in an accident. Oh. Some people are born with no feet.
Right.
It can happen, but you're right.
Normally.
Most people do have 2 feet, and sometimes they smell bad.
Athlete's foot.
If they're from Hong Kong, right?
Athlete's foot.
I thought it was Hong Kong foot.
Yeah, in Chinese, it's Hong Kong food.
But what about people in Hong Kong must think, they must be angry if someone says that.
Oh, that's a good question. I've never thought of the origin.
Why don't they say chou doufu foot?
Chou doufu jiao.
That would be
okay. How about stinky fish foot?
Stinky fish? I was thinking durian, liu lian foot.
Liu lian 很香啊
but then people who love liu lian would say, hey, don't talk about my favorite fruit that way. Anyways, feet can smell. We, of course, wear shoes over them and boots and things like that. That's what it's kind of talking about in our example sentence. It says, in winter, Chris wears thick socks to keep his feet warm. In winter...Chris wears thick socks to keep his feet warm.
Right.
That cold feet in winter is quite normal.
所以其实这个脚这个字可能要特别注意就是它的单复数啦。单数 a foot, F-O-O-T. 那如果是两只脚的话这个复数的脚叫做 feet, F-E-E-T. 好最后一个单字。
All right, so now we've covered this part and we've covered these things. Let's talk about this.Now, a lot of people might think belly or stomach. Mm-hmm. We're not talking about just this place where your food goes. That's your stomach. What we're talking about is this whole area, and we call that abdomen. Abdomen.
Abdomen.
Abdomen.
Abdomen.
That's right.
因为我们常听到的还是 belly 或者是 stomach, 就是肚子。可是其实 stomach 或者 belly 通常指的是上腹部，也就是胃的这个部分。如果是要指整个肚子的这一个整个区块的话，还是要用这个字叫做 abdomen。
Yeah, so a lot of times if you see a doctor, you might say, oh, I have a pain in my abdomen. Maybe it's your belly, but there are other things, right? Your liver is in there, your pancreas.Down here, it might be your bladder and things like that. And of course, there's all those places your food goes down. That whole area here is called your abdomen. Let's look at our example sentence. Jackson felt pain in his abdomen after eating ice cream. Oh, he felt pain in his abdomen. It hurt.After eating ice cream.
对啊
Strange.
所以其实腹部的话是包含胃啊甚至 liver 肝脏还有大肠小肠这都包含在腹部里面。所以这个字呢还是要特别把它记住的 abdomen, 就是腹部整个腹腔的位置。那么接下来是我们的 wrap up.
Okay, so we know how smart you are, Anna. You knew all that stuff about the brain. You're a Dr. Anna. Oh, Dr. Anna, I have a problem.
Are you alright?
No, my hurts.
Your arm hurts?
My arm hurts. Oh, Dr. Anna. Ow.
Are you alright?
No, my hurts.
Your hand hurts?
My hand hurts. Oh, Dr. Anna, I'm gonna die. I know I'm gonna die.
Are you alright?
No, my hurts.
Your belly hurts?
No, not my belly. It's more like over here.
Over there?
Yes.
The whole area?
Well, no, exactly here.
Your...Abdomen hurts.
Yes, my abdomen. See how smart she is? I feel better already. Thank you, Dr. Anna.
You're welcome.
She's amazing. See you next time.
See you.
The extension you're looking for is 121.
The extension you are looking for is 121.
Hello everyone, I'm Zephyr. 我们昨天学到如何询问分机号码 extension。那么如果你是被询问的人，你要怎么回答呢？你可以说 The extension you are looking for is 121. The extension you are looking for is 121. 你要找的分机号码是121。那么片语 look for 就是寻找的意思。For example, I'm always looking for my keys because I lose them very often. 我经常在找钥匙，因为我老是把它们弄丢。那注意一下哦，我们还有学过另外一个字也有寻找的意思，就是 find, F-I-N-D。 那么 find 跟 look for 有什么不一样的地方呢？ look for 比较强调的是寻找的过程，所以常常用进行式。 find 则比较强调已经找到的意思，所以呢经常用的是过去式。所以我们都会说 I'm looking for my keys， 我正在寻找钥匙。 I found my keys 则是我已经找到我的钥匙了。所以说啊，回答对方他正在寻找的分机号码，要说 The extension you're looking for is 121。 你要找的分机号码是121。 那今天的小聚会就先告一段落，让我们来复习一下今天的例句吧。And don't forget to come back and join us next time.
The extension you're looking for is 121.
The extension you are looking for is 121.
Chit chat.
Is special effects or special effects?
哪个才是正确的拼法呢？
Do you know the difference between effect and effect? If not, don't worry. Even native speakers can get the words confused.
其实只要记得一下重点就好咯。重点一， effect 比较常当作动词来用，而 effect 比较常以名词来用哦。
So effect is generally used as a verb, while effect is mostly used as a noun.
重点二，其实啊，这个名词的 effect 以及动词的 effect 刚好都有影响的意思，所以其实上面意思是一样的，只是词性不同，要注意。所以如果我要说这个雨天总是会影响我的心情，我可以这么说 The rain affects my mood， 或者你也可以说 The rain has a great effect on my mood。 所以要注意词性哦，你可以用 affect something or somebodyOr have an effect on something or somebody 来表示对某人或是某事有影响。另外 effect 当作名词还有效果的意思哦，像是 special effect 特效，或者是 domino effect 也就是骨牌效应，还有温室效应 greenhouse effect。 再补充一个小知识，或许大家可能有听过有部电影就叫做 butterfly effect 蝴蝶效应，不过你知道这个片语是什么意思呢？The term butterfly effect is the idea that a very small change in one part of a system can have large effects in other parts. 也就是指系统中某处的微小变化可能在其他地方会产生非常大的影响哦，是不是很有趣呢？
What did we learn from teacher Laura?
所以特效它其实是名词的用法，所以我们要用 effect, E-F-F-E-C-T. Effect 则是当作动词来用。
Secrets of the Human Body.
Arm.
Arm.
Peter has strong arms, so he can carry heavy things.
Peter has strong arms, so he can carry heavy things.
Hand.
Hand.
I write with my right hand.
I write with my right hand.
Leg.
Leg.
Vera hurt her leg in a car accident.
Vera hurt her leg in a car accident.
Foot.
foot.
In winter, Chris wears thick socks to keep his feet warm.
In winter, Chris wears thick socks to keep his feet warm.
Abdomen.
Abdomen.
Jackson felt pain in his abdomen after eating ice cream.
Jackson felt pain in his abdomen after eating ice cream.